This podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The information shared is not intended to diagnose or cure any conditions, does not offer advice or treatments for emotional or mental illnesses. The identities of individuals and locations featured have been altered to safeguard their anonymity, and voice portrayals have been modified to ensure the confidentiality of all individuals. Any resemblance in the portrayal of a person is purely coincidental.
The content created in my videos and podcasts are a synthesis of my natural voice along with AI to keep things incognito.
The subject discussed in this episode is the pain of rejection.
Hey, it's me, the G, incognito. Hey there, welcome to my sanity box, where sharing sanity restoration tools is our vibe. Due to the fallout of unprocessed trauma for more than half of my life, I was existing as a crazy person. Yeah, not living, only existing. These days, I see that my heartaches and headaches were due to my own unhealthy thinking. I didn't know any better, but today I do. And that's why I'm here to share things I wish I knew when I was crazy. Now let's dive in. The following conversation is based on a real event. Hey, it's me, the G, incognito.
Hey, G, it's me. Oh, I am so upset. I'm feeling left out. My group of friends I hang with had a weekend getaway and didn't even invite me. These peeps all get together on purpose, and yet nobody thinks about inviting me? I am so hurt. How could they do that to me? Leave me out and not even ask me if I was doing anything that weekend? How rude is that? They posted pics of the stuff they did all over social media, too. Everyone can see that I was left out. Don't they care? I don't understand why I'm always being excluded. Is there something wrong with me? Meanwhile, one of the girls in the group, who's my cousin, who never even thinks about me, wants me to come to her wedding next year. It's gonna be taking place out of the country, so it will cost me a lot of money to go to it. I can't afford it, like thousands of dollars. Plus, I would have to take time off of work. But if I don't go, I'll be the bad guy. Honestly, I don't want to go. I cannot spend that kind of money. But at the same time, I don't want to be the bad guy. My family will be so upset, and after they dissed me like that, not even in inviting me to their weekend getaway. Now, I really don't want to go to that stupid wedding. Gee, why are they treating me like this? I feel so rejected and left out. It hurts me so much.
Now open up your sanity restoration toolbox because I have a huge deposit for you today. Hey folks, time for a quick break to tell you about some cool stuff I offer on my website. Have you checked out my new ebook, The Steps I Took to Crush My Crazy Before It Crushed Me? It's filled with unconventional strategies, offbeat wisdom, and a whole lot of fun. I know you're gonna love it. You can check it out on my website, mysanitybox.com. Also, my empathetic listening service is still currently available. So if you're going through some mess and need an empathetic ear, I'm here for you. Go to mysanitybox.com for more details. Now, let's step back into this episode. Now, let's get into some things I wish I knew when I was crazy. What I really meant was when I was driving myself crazy. First things first, I had to get real to get healed. That being said, I've learned that unraveling every situation to bring it from crazy to sanity begins with an honest self-examination. I had to pick up the mirror and take a good look at myself to see whether or not I was the one bringing a problem into the relationship. It's about to get real, real. I had to ask myself some really tough questions. Are my behaviors causing chaos or annoyance for others? Am I showing up in other people's lives drunk, high, or pilled out? Am I rude, argumentative, controlling, gossiping, arrogant, too needy, egotistical, or acting a fool in some other way that vexes people and causes them to not want to be around me? Am I making myself someone else's headache? Now, no judgment here, because when I was crazy, I was all of those things and then some. Yeah, feel me? After checking myself out, I realized that I was doing some hurtful stuff that wasn't cool. I had to apologize for that and begin exchanging unhealthy behaviors for healthy ones, and I had to give people space to see my progress and hope that they would welcome me back into the relationship somewhere down the line. Now, on the other hand, if I've checked myself out and realized I'm not doing anything that would get me kicked out, then I must be dealing with something different. Questions came to my mind. Am I trying to connect with the wrong crowd? Or could it be that my lifestyle is healthier than theirs is, which in turn makes them feel uneasy about their choices and behaviors when they are around me? On my own life reconstruction journey, I've learned a lot about the nature of people. And the truth of the matter is, when people are living below par and not living their life's full potential, at an unconscious level, it bothers them to be in the company of those who are higher functioning or making an attempt to rise higher than they are living. More often than not, that is at the root of the rejection, and rejection may be God's protection. When I was dealing with mental illness, I was weak and people could control me, and they loved that. As soon as I quit tolerating their garbage and started setting boundaries and standing up for myself instead of allowing them to plow all over me, I became the bad guy and the outcast. So when that began happening, I needed to ask myself even more questions. Why would I want to be in the company of those who are trying to bring me down to their level, treat me like an option instead of a priority, and who regard me as a nothing burger? Why would I even consider spending my hard-earned money or precious time just to save face with other people? All of those kinds of old thinking patterns were fueling my insanity and keeping me unhealthy. I've since learned that it's always best to go where I'm celebrated and appreciated and not just tolerated. The things I wish I knew when I was crazy regarding rejection? 1. Most people are only with me, but very few are for me. 2. Jumping through hoops to try to gain the acceptance of people is foolishness, and foolishness always turns into making myself crazy. 3. I cannot control what people think, say, do, or how they choose to feel about me. The only thing I can control is me, my perspectives, my attitudes, and how I choose to respond to what's going on around me. When people don't want my company, I blow them a kiss goodbye and go seek out like-minded people who need my friendship. I found out that there are a lot of people in the world who need a caring friend, and they would love to hang out with awesome people like you and me. In a nutshell, I wish I knew when I was crazy that people come across our paths to teach us life lessons, and that we win when we use those lessons to grow us and make us better. Now get out there and find your new tribe of like-minded folk. Stay away from those rejectors and stick with the winners. If you take these tools I've shared and put them into practice on a daily, you'll find your sanity and peace coming back as you travel this restoration journey with me, one lesson at a time. G says, real winners always help others who need some sanity too, so please be sure to share this message. Thanks for listening, and always remember, sanity is beautiful, but crazy is a headache.